Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
I'm not letting him go without a fight. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 23-year-old woman, and one of my closest friends turned out to be a dirty skank that stole my man. 2 years ago, my best friend came to visit me, and we went out every night and kicked it. Well, one of those nights, I introduced her to a guy that I have a crush on. I caught the two of them flirting with each other, and I went off on her after we left the club. We got into a huge fight and haven't spoken since. For years, I've been flirting with this guy, but he never paid attention to me. I'm beautiful and fine as hell, so I don't understand why he hasn't pursued me. I only see him when I go out, and he's bought me a drink before, but that's it. Now I've lost a good friend over this guy, and he is not even interested in me. The other day, a mutual friend of me and my ex-friend called me and said that apparently my ex-friend is dating the guy that I have a crush on. She told me to go look at her Facebook page. I went to her Facebook page, and there was a picture of the two of them, and the caption was, "I said yes." They are engaged! This woman stole the man of my dreams, the man I have loved since high school. I was mad as hell, but my friend told me I was overreacting because he was never my man. Here is what I need your advice. Here is where I need your advice. I found out the date, time, location of their wedding, and I feel like I am fully justified in my anger, and I intend to show up and act up at their ceremony. I can't decide if I'm going to write the word whore on her car or light the wedding cake on fire. But I'm going to do something. She ruined my life, so I want to ruin her wedding. Please tell me that you understand my anger. Maybe he just needs to know how I feel, since I never told him. What should I do? Please advise. Okay. No one has ruined your life, first of all. You're only 23, okay? You're only 23 years old, and you are crazy. Yeah, you really. This is crazy ridiculous. I mean, for real. If you're thinking about doing any of the stuff you talked about in this letter, I mean, how dare you even consider ruining their wedding? That's so ridiculous. You are a hater in every sense of the word. Your mutual friend was right. How could she steal the man of your dreams when he was never yours to begin with? You just had a crush on the guy. He barely gave you the time of day. He was not interested in you. You said that in your letter, in your own words. He was, however, interested in your best friend. You had no claim on this man. The only way she could have taken him from you is if you were in a relationship with him, okay? That's how that works. And at last I checked, buying you a drink at a club does not constitute a relationship, okay? Now, your crazy behind has probably lost a good friend over this foolishness. This is really crazy. And please don't show up at her wedding. Let them have their happy day. His family members are going to be there. Her family members are going to be there. And I'm sure they're not going to let you write the word whore on her car, as you've suggested, or set the wedding cake on fire. Both those ideas are just insane. Come on. Stay at home. That's my advice to you. Stay at home. Netflix and chill. You still have lots of time to find a man and all of that, and let him find you all of that. Stay at home and leave these people alone. Steve?
This letter is for everybody out there that thought something was wrong with them. This letter is for everybody out there who thought that your life wasn't going the way you wanted it to. This is a letter from a crazy person. This is a letter from a person that requires some form of medical attention. I need to go deep with this letter, but I can't, because she didn't go deep. Well, it was just my imagination.
Ooh, my soul.
Once again,
doing what?
Running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. That song popped in my head the whole time I was listening to this letter. This 23-year-old girl crazier than a damn bat flying out of a cave in the daytime. Why is your ass out here in the daylight? You know good and damn well you're supposed to be hanging in a cave somewhere. Mm-hmm. You done flapped your nutty ass out here in the daytime.
There's your word, Carla, nutty.
You know I love it.
What is wrong with her? First of all, you at a club with your girlfriend, with a guy you're interested in. You catch them flirting. Y'all have a argument, and y'all ain't spoke in years. Now, then you said right here, I'm beautiful and fine as hell, so I don't understand why he ain't pursued me. Let's take that sentence right there. I'm beautiful and fine as hell, and I don't see why he ain't pursued me. Well, let me bring you down a little bit. Mm. You ain't as fine and beautiful as you think you are. Notice you said, I'm fine. Anybody else said
say,
that?
Anybody
so
else?
You say.
Yeah, ain't nobody wrote in with you. Then this ain't a group letter. This your friend didn't write this letter in. You wrote this letter. You're not as fine as you think you are. He met your friend and was enamored with your friend and not you. Y'all ain't ever had a relationship. Now, you and this girl ain't spoke in years. A girlfriend of yours called you and told you to go on Facebook. It's a picture of them, and she said yes. What's wrong with you?
Hang on, Steve. Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter. I'm not letting him go without a fight.
We don't have to recap nothing. This nutty-ass woman that's 23 years old and wrote a damn letter in talking about she was interested in a guy at
that's
a club, introduced it to her girlfriend, yes. And then he started flirting with her. She cussed him out. Now, her and the girl ain't spoke in years. She failed to mention that her and the dude ain't spoke unless he see her at a club and buy her a drink.
Right.
Now, she don't understand why none of this is going on because she beautiful and fine as hell. But not to him, no. See, let us want what we want.
Right.
You know, now you ain't spoken to this girl. You've been flirting with this guy, but he's never paid attention to me because he don't want you. If you flirting with a guy and he ain't paying no attention to you because he don't even want you, he don't even want to have sex with you. Mm-hmm. And at 20 some years old, that's a real wake up call.
Saying
for you.
A lot.
You flirting with him, he don't even pay attention to you. So listen to me, young ladies. He don't even want to have sex with you, but he a decent guy, so he just leaving you alone. Plus, I think he know you crazy.
He got to.
So I don't understand why he ain't pursued me. I see him when I go out to the club. He done bought me a drink before. Mm-hmm. That's it. Now, the title of this letter is, let me go back here. I'm not letting him go without a fight.
Yeah.
You're not letting who go? You ain't ever had him.
Right.
See, in order to let something go, you must have possession of it. Mm-hmm. See, ain't nobody told you that. But you've never taken possession of him, so he not yours. Now, your girlfriend calls you and tells you to go on Facebook. You ain't talked to this woman in years. You look up. It's a picture of him and her, and the picture says, I said yes. This woman stole the man of my dreams, the man I have loved since high school. Mm. See, the man of my dreams, you were not the woman of his dreams. A man you have loved since high school, he ain't ever loved you. Well, it was just my imagination.
Come on, Temptation.
Once again, running away with me. See, I like old songs because they help. Now, here's where I need your advice. I found out the date, time, and the location of their wedding. I feel like I'm fully justified in my anger, and I intend to show up and act up at their ceremony. I can't decide if I'm going to write the word whore on her car or light the wedding cake on fire, but I'm going to do something. She's ruined my life, so I want to ruin her wedding. Please tell me you understand.
No,
we don't.
No,
my anger. Maybe he just needs to know how I feel since I never told him. What should I do? All right, now let me just cut to the chase right here. I'm assuming these is black people you talking about. You're going to go get your ass whooped.
Uh-huh.
You're going to run smack dab up into an ass whooped.
Somebody's gift. Uh-huh.
You're going to let, you know, somebody paid for this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to set the cake on fire. Everybody waiting on the cake.
Yes.
You're going to set the cake on fire. You'd be better off turning over the ice cream. But what you better not do is bring your ass over here and set this damn cake on fire.
Turn on the ice cream.
I can give you a lot of little things you can try. Knock a bouquet over. Do that right there. Bust some of them china dishes. Clap two china plates together and bust them. Do that right there. But don't you dare take your half ignorant ass over there and set that damn cake on fire. That girl mama gonna whoop your ass. Her aunts is gonna whoop your ass. It's gonna be so many women whooping your ass because you deserve an ass whooping. I need advice. You don't write whore on this girl. The girl ain't no whore.
That's so crazy.
The girl, he never cheated on you. He never wanted you. He ain't ever wanted you. He don't want you now. You gonna ruin this girl's wedding because she ruined your what? No, you didn't have a life. And the reason you don't have a life, because you ain't trying to have one. Mm. Why don't you go get your life? Find somebody that love your crazy ass. Now, let me tell you something. It's going to be hard.
It seems hard, exactly.
It's going to be hard, especially when they find out you the one wrote this letter. Now, little girl, you 23 years old. Don't do nothing this stupid.
No.
Write this off. Let bygones be bygones. The man never wanted you. The girl ain't done nothing to you.
At all.
She was your friend, and your man wanted her. But he wasn't your man. You was interested in him. You had a crush on him. He ain't had no crush on you. He saw your girlfriend. That's what he wanted. They getting married. You don't need to go down to this wedding. But I'm telling you what, take your ass down there if you want to. Go on down there to the wedding and take some matches and set them black people cake on fire. And watch this here. Your ass finna be on TMZ and you ain't even famous. But you're gonna damn sure be on World Star. You gonna damn sure be on that. You might not make TMZ because you ain't famous, but your ass gonna be on World Star. I can promise you that. The whole ass woman gonna be on World Star. You and that cake, you gonna have so much cake. You got cake icing everywhere.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Email us and Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
They going to put cake on their shoe before they kick you dead up. You hear me? Don't go down to them black people's wedding. Sit your ass down.
Go to Steve Harvey FM or check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.